This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. With just days until the election, President Donald Trump and his challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, concentrated their efforts on the state of Florida Thursday. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Florida is always close, and Biden knows the president all but must win there to earn another term.
If Florida goes blue, it's over.
The president was on the state's west coast hours before Biden also ventured to the Tampa area.
We're doing incredibly in Florida. We're doing incredibly all over.
More than 73 million Americans have already voted, and both men are trying to energize the millions more who'll turn out Tuesday. The president was to have a second rally today in another southern battleground, North Carolina, which was postponed until next week due to strong winds. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The remnants of Tropical Storm Zeta continued to barrel across the southeastern United States on Thursday, bringing high winds and heavy rains to several states. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
Zeta reached land as a Category 2 hurricane in Louisiana.
A lot of wind, a bunch of trees.
Keith Forrest lives in one of the more than 2 million homes without power. Gene Galori is preparing for the long haul.
I have no lights. I don't know how long I'll be without power. I'm hopeful that my generator gets fixed.
Zeta didn't weaken much as it moved into Georgia.
We had an 80-year-old pecan tree in my neighbor's yard that came down at 4 a.m.
David Griffin in Atlanta wasn't as close to that tree as another member of the family.
And my little boy screamed. It was his bedroom that the tree hit.
The most damage appears to be on the barrier island of Grand Isle in Louisiana, where Zeta punched three breaches and a levee. I'm Ed Donahue.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. France's anti-terrorism prosecutor says a man who killed three people in a Nice church was a Tunisian aged about 20 who entered France from Italy and was carrying a copy of Islam's holy book, the Quran, on him at the time of the attack. Jean-Francois Ricard told a press conference late Thursday that the man arrived in Italy by reaching the Mediterranean island of Lampedusa in September and traveled to Paris on October 9th. Thursday, the man stabbed three people to death at a cathedral in Nice. French President Emmanuel Macron says he will more than double the number of soldiers deployed in the country to protect against further attacks. EU leaders, Iran's foreign minister, President Donald Trump, and others have condemned the attack, which is the latest in a series of incidents at a time of extreme tension over the republication of caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad by the French satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo. The British government is under pressure to develop a national strategy to combat a surge of COVID-19 cases. As scientists warn, the number of people hospitalized with the disease in Britain could almost triple by the end of next month. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Mark Walport, a former chief scientific officer, says Britain only needs to look across the English Channel to see what's coming. Britain's current measures are similar to those in France and Spain, where authorities are struggling to control the virus and daily cases have already far outstripped those in the UK. Walport says it's not unrealistic that 25,000 people in the UK could be hospitalised by the end of November, up from about 9,000 now. Scientists estimated that there are about 96,000 new cases in England every day and that the outbreak is doubling in size every 9 days. Zaria Shackley, London.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits has fallen to its lowest level in 7 months, but the coronavirus is still forcing many employers to cut jobs. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
751,000 Americans applied for unemployment aid last week. The Labor Department says that's a drop of 40,000 from the previous week, but it's still historically high and underscores that a full recovery from the pandemic recession remains far off. The government also says the economy expanded at a record 33% annual rate in the third quarter. That's a sharp rebound from the spring when the economy shrank at a 31% annual rate. But the increase recovers only about two-thirds of what was lost to the pandemic. Mike Hemp in Washington.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.